7:47 is our time. Our temperature 53 degrees on a Wednesday, October the 13th, 2021. Happy birthday to Steve Kugler of Smith Center today. If you have a birthday anniversary, 545-3220. Mallory Shoemaker is our guest from Century Valley Ag on Community Matters today, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Mallory knows all about birthdays because there was a recent one in your family, wasn't there, Mallory?
Yes. Our son turned one just exactly a month ago, September 13th.
What do you get the kid that turns one? What do you get him? You know, like a savings bond? I'm sure he would love that, right?
Yeah, well, I think we actually did get some of those. He gets just too much stuff, and it's been fun to watch him actually start learning how to use some of those bigger toys and figure out, you know, moving things from one end to the other, and just that light bulb that pops on when kids figure out stuff is so fascinating to watch. So it's been fun spoiling him.
It is fascinating, and I told you before, I think, that you can't wait for your kid to crawl and then walk, and then once they do, you're like, just sit still, and then you can't wait for your kid to start talking, and then once they do, you're like, okay, can you be quiet? That's what we've gone through over our years.
Oh, yeah, we're just at that stage where he is walking, and he's still figuring out shoes a little bit, so that's been interesting, but...
Very cool.
Yeah, he's going.
Very
and
cool.
And opening doors.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you're one. You're
yes.
going to be tall enough or smart enough to open a door.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes it can be a challenge, but in a good way.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, perhaps your little one will enjoy some food. I don't know exactly what he could eat there at the Co-Opportunity Day event, but that's what you're here on the radio to discuss, is that's coming up on Friday, right?
Yep, exactly. And we are having a community picnic, so that is including hamburgers, which one-year-olds, at least mine, can eat.
Yeah.
So Central Valley Ag, Farmway Credit Union, and Rolling Hills Electric Co-op, which are all three cooperatives, are celebrating National Co-op Month in October, and we're finally back to hosting our Co-Opportunity Day picnic and food pantry drive this Friday, October 15th, from 11 to 1 at Rolling Hills Electric Co-op headquarters here in Beloit. So we're so excited to be back hosting this again this year and celebrating all things co-op.
All right, so tell us what's on the menu. We got hamburgers, but there's some, I mean, I know it's always great. And here's the thing, I'm a freeloader, so I usually show up for these types of things.
Yes. Yeah, it is free. If you can bring a food pantry item to donate, that's great. But if you forget or whatever, you don't have to get in the door. We'll let you in. You do not have to be a member of one of our co-ops. We are part of the community, and we're just celebrating all things co-ops with everyone. So if you're in the area, please stop by for a free hamburger with all the fixings, cheese, pickles, all of that, cookies for dessert, and then just, you know, good old-fashioned community lunch where you get to visit with folks in a wide-open shop at Rolling Hills. So rain or shine, we'll be covered and in a wide-open area at Rolling Hills.
All right, and that time frame again, when you'll be serving lunch?
It's 11 to 1.
All right.
So we'll be ready to go and celebrate with you guys.
Fantastic. Mallory Shoemaker, our guest there, Central Valley Ag. What else is taking place at CVA? I know the last time we had you on, we were talking about the program that you've been a big part of. What else is there, or do you want to expand upon that?
Yeah, so, well, it is co-op month, so we do have a giveaway contest on Central Valley Ag's Facebook page, asking people to show us what harvest looks like to them. Some folks are sending in photos of, you know, actually working within the harvest field, but, you know, we've got families at home that are cooking the meals or maybe single momming it because their husbands and family are in the field. So whatever harvest looks like for you, send a pic. Their contest rules are on our Facebook page, so you do have to submit through our Facebook page. You can do that. I know Farmway Credit Union has a few things going on, as well as Rolling Hills Electric Co-op with Co-op Month as well. So definitely want to check out their Facebook and website information there. But we're just, you know, co-ops are a big thing, and we're just trying to make people understand what co-ops are. You can learn more about cooperatives by going to growingagriculturetogether.com. And there's a great resource of What is a co-op, the patronage, what does it mean to be member-owned and local to our communities? Because, you know, the farmers you know, the people you know in your area are the owners, and that's what makes this business system, this structure, really unique.
Absolutely. All right, Mallory, anything else we should add before we let you go so you get back to work and take care of that one-year-old?
Yeah, the only thing I want to add is rain or shine, if you have a short lunch, long lunch, we will have to-go items that if you're back in the field, if it dries out from this rain, or if you have a short lunch break and can't stay the full time or sit down with us, we will have to-go items, sack lunches that you can grab and go or have someone come out and deliver for you. So there's options there.
Fantastic. So once again, the Co-Opportunity Day picnic is this Friday from 11 to 1 at Rolling Hills Cooperative there, Electric, just around the curve there in Highway 24 in Beloit, right?
Exactly.
Fantastic. Mallory, thanks so much for the time today, and we look forward to enjoying a free meal on Friday. We appreciate you guys providing that.
Yep, thank you, and happy co-op month.
Absolutely. Same to you. Thanks, Mallory.
Yep.
Take care. Mallory Shoemaker, our guest today on our Community Matters program every Wednesday, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.